Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Bet, Mishnah Vav. We'll continue talking about a wooden chair that has wooden slats on top of it for seating. Mishnah says, Kise shinita l'chifuyo ha'emsa'i v'ahitzonim kayamim tameh. We've been talking about a wood chair that has those three slats on top, made of wood. If the middle slat was taken out and the two outer ones remain, the seat could still become tameh because a person could sit on the seat even if there's a gap in the middle seat. We're obviously talking about a chair where the panels protrude. Just to reference the last Mishnah, if there were no panels that were protruding on top, then you could just flip it over and sit on it and you wouldn't even need to have the two side slats still in existence, and it would be a chair anyway. So therefore, we have to be talking about one where there's a protrusion of these slats. Nitelu ha'itzonim b'ha'emsa'i kayam tameh. Likewise, if the outer slats were removed and the middle one remains, it could still become tameh because a person could sit on the middle part on its own and the chair would serve as a seat for him. Rabbi Shimon omer, im hayah rachav tefach. Says Rabbi Shimon, yeah, the chair is tameh only in the case where the middle slat was one tefach wide. That's the minimum for a seat in order to allow someone to sit on it. Tana Kama argues, and he says, no, if the middle slat is even less than a tefach wide, a person could make sure he balances himself properly in order to sit on it. So the chair would still be tameh, it's still considered to be a utensil.